in my love. That's why if he takes Masadam in my house, then I can get his sister. With that idea, he invited. But Ramanu inviting him, he had some business engagement. Maybe by the arrangement of that Vaishnava, suddenly he had to leave his house for some purpose. And in the meantime, that gentleman came and took prasadam and went out. Then Ramanuj said, home, after finishing his job, the Vaishnava, did he come? He inquired from his wife. He was householder at that time. Inquired from me, well, that Vaishnava came, said, said prasadam. Yes, he came and took prasadam and went out. What is the remaining? So Ramanu's wife, he was an Orthodox Brahmin ready. She told, oh, he took prasadam, he said, Shudra. So he took prasadam and I finished all those things, left in the tank, and I have also taken bath because the Shudra. I gave him prasadam somewhere there, and after he finished his prasadam, I cast them up in the tank and I took bath and purified. I have come home. Oh, you are so. You have the valuable things for which I invited him in the system, and you have cast them, thrown up in the tank and you took bath because you had to touch the system of the other. Then Ramanu went somewhere and came back and told the Lord some information come from your father's house that someone, perhaps your father and mother, seriously ill. So what do you do? I can't go. Will you go there? Yes, yes, I must go. My father, someone is very seriously, I must go. Then I make arrangement to send you with some person. Well, yes, you may send me with him. Ramanu sent her to her father's house and went to the temple and they took sannyas. Took sannyas, separated herself forever because she disregarded Vaishnava and so on. They took sannyas and left home altogether. So the Brahmin caste or the sacred trade, all the sannyas, everything meant for the service. Not the position, it is a position in the society, but that position is to be utilized in the service of the Lord. Madhavudra, he sweeps, he worked as a sweeper, and then Mahaprabhu was inclined to him. And he himself, Mahaprabhu, in the Gundicha Mandir, he himself worked as a sweeper. Brings the things, and with his own uttariya, all the dust was taken and thrown, and then with water, he himself, with his own hands, cleans them. So, that is to attract the attention of the higher, it is necessary to accept the so-called lower services. Lower services. Service is all in all. That is what. Tidanda, Karbhaka. Bhakkadandam, Manodandam, Kayadandam. These three, Kaya, Man, Bhakka, Tidandi, what is the meaning? These three things should be punished. Words I was utilizing for my own satisfaction, for my own enjoyment. Words, bhakko, kai, this for bodily labor, and the mind, and the mind also thinking about my own enjoyment. They should be punished, these three main things. Punished and engaged in the service of the Lord, the positive engagement. I shall talk for Krishna. It's for his interest. I shall use my body for his interest, and I shall think for him. It is very difficult to control the mind. Mind may be answered. We may engage our body, something bad. But to control the mind, the responsibility is necessary. To accept a responsible action, service, then we can control the mind. Otherwise, mind is independent, he may run hither. So we must take some responsibility to control the mind, to engage us in the service of the Krishna and his servant, and the body also, and the words also, especially the Krishna Katha, where sound. It is easy thing, easily available, no money necessary to purchase words, sound. Go on, talk about Krishna. Just in an epidemic, the doctors visit everyone and they give injection. So also the epidemic is going on. Death is devouring everything here, outside. Whatever we see, we experience, all being devoured by death. Every second. And what is easy? To save not only from the death, but to take everyone into the ocean of nectar. Krishna katha. Yare dekho tare kaho Krishna puri. Whenever you come across, say about Krishna, motherly. This is our Guru Maharaj told, that there is fire, I am quenching the fire, then I am coming to serve Krishna. No. No necessity of quenching the fire. Let the everything maybe burn down. Your wholesale engagement is in Krishna. Sarva dharma paritrajya. Our necessity with Krishna is such grief and such indispensable. And it is not only for me, it is applicable to the whole of the world. So demand to spread the news of Krishna from door to door, as Nityananda Prabhu did our Mahaprabhu. Jaridate Nityananda Prabhu. Take the name of Gauranga. I appeal to you. You never begin to cry. Take the name of Gauranga. What comes to your door? My friend, you don't realize. All the troubles will be ended. And the highest attainment you will have, it is going from door to door. Please accept Gauranga. Everybody is telling the Bhumigariya. Began to cry and to roll on the deck of the person. Take the name of Gauranga. What is going through your door, you don't understand, my friend. So go to visit from door to door. Once one of our sannyasis told that if you get a good singing party with me, then I shall go to preach. Otherwise, the people don't care to hear. What you are Jeev Krishna Das, all the souls are the servants of Krishna in reality. There are none to give attention to these words. Give a good singing party, then people will come and sit and they will care to hear. Then Guru Maharaj told, go talk to the world and you yourself hear it. The preaching tendency was such. So natural and ancient. Our Guru Maharaj answered in that. Go speak to the world and you yourself hear. That should be the spirit of speaking Krishna Katha. Take it from door to every soul with this urgency. That if the fire may not be extinguished, it may burn the whole world. Your savior is Krishna. You are to be saved. If you can get connection with that place of Krishna, not only saved from the death, but you will swim in the ocean of nectar. So this Krishna consciousness is everywhere. I am a sannyasi, I am a grihastha, I am a brahmin, I am a brahmachari. Well, all these souls, it's nothing, but rather they will bring something anti-celestial. That ahankar, particular ahankar. But they will, in spite of all this, we were given by the position of Lord Kapoor, but commands respect in the society. With all this respect, we find you go and serve Krishna to show that the service of Krishna is so dignified. The Ramakrishna Mission people, they preach against the Gauriya Math, that they are preaching slavery, slave mentality. Gauriya Math, Krishna Das, they are servant of the Lord. That means they are preaching slave mentality. And we are preaching Soham, we are this Brahma. So Gauriya Math is creating bad impression into the society, discouraging people in it. And Prabhupada told, Gauriya Math stands for the dignity of human race. The whole human race pray but of mortality. Gauriya Math stands for the dignified position to become slave of Krishna, that is not a matter of joke. To the greater service, get an imperial service here, so easier to get a higher service in this administration. But the service, to get a service in the highest management of the Supreme Lord, that is a dignified thing, most things. The Gauriya Math stands for the dignity of human race. Human race, what are they? They are, after all, a prey, like beast, and like these creatures once the prey of the death. The king also have to go away helplessly. The general and the politician all would have to go to replacement for eternity. But Gauriya Math stands for the dignified position, the God and dignified position. A friendly service of the Supreme Entity. So service is all in all. And we may not lose this position. I am a sannyasi, I am a brahmachari, I am a grihastha, I am a third holder, I am a learned man, I have got much learning, this capacity, that capacity. If they are used for the service of Krishna and his das, his servant, for the servant, then they have got service. Otherwise, they have got negative service. Rather, that will be bribed. I am taking the position in the name of Mahamat, getting Diksha and getting sacred thread, and this is a red cloth. I have got some learning, and I am always seeking a higher position in the society, Pratishtha. And I shudder when I am requested to do some service of the so called lower types. Lower types, to clean the utensil of the Lord. Then Ambarish Maharaj, he was the emperor of the whole world at that time, and he gave his charge of administration to his minister. And he himself, he was rubbing the temple, he was cleansing the utensil. Maharaj Ambarish, he, with his own hand, he used to do all these so-called lower services of the Lord. And the big services like administration, he used to give it to the minister. But about the cleansing of the temple, you have to find the sloka of the Mandir Madhyam established from his own hand. And what he could subdue, the control, the boisterous rishi Dudbhasa. who was very desperate, and for his outcast to anyone and everyone, and they will have to suffer for his suffering. That Rishi Durbhasa was defeated by Ambarish Maharaj. And who was he? He himself seems to be the so-called Dua services of the Lord, such as cleansing the temple, cleansing the utensils and all this, sweet bath, all this. So we must not think that the service of the Lord and his devotees, they are of lower sight and the lower light. That is all so much, all the divinity they have found in the world, all must go to the best subject of the Supreme. That should be our consideration. That is the proper ontological conception of Vaishnavism. Service, service, service. And what is the service? Kano kamini pratishtha. No greed for money, neither for the sensual enjoyment, and neither the greatest enemy is name and fame. That is the greatest enemy of all of us. The position, the fame, the name, that is the worst enemy. The ordinary sannyasi, they can give up this sensual pleasure as well as the greed for money. They are ready even to have a naked life. This Jain Sampradaya, Digambar, they don't use even the cloth. So renunciation is found in his death. Some coping, the wooden coping with iron rope, they use. So much renunciation. But their ultimate goal is not the service of the Lord to be nowhere. To efface their existence, that is the end. So that they do not care for money, neither they care for any sensual enjoyment. But nothing positive, they want to retire into nothing. Complete identification with deep sleep, something from us. Subject, object, and the operation between them in one point. The eye seer, and the seeing sight, and the seeing capacity all come into one point. I am seeing this finger. If finger touches the eye, then eye cannot see, finger also cannot be seen, and the between the relation is also not there. So drashta, drishya, darshan, bhokta, bhoggo, bhog, all comes in one point, tibhuti vinasam. Subject, object, and the relation between them, they come in one point, tibhuti vinasam. That is samadhi, that is dreamless, sleep-like position. That is their goal, but not positive life and enjoying life in the service, in the dedication, in the love, they can appreciate. So that there's this. But pratishtha, they can't accept slavery to the Supreme Absolute. Therefore they can give up money and essential pleasure totally and replace their very existence. But for the pratishtha, that is the hankering after position, cannot allow them for the life of dedication. Oh, we want to like to sleep. That is pratishtha. As Krishna Das, I am servant of the Absolute Good. That only thereby we can get out of pratishtha, the hankering of our higher position, the respect. This is Vaishnavism, Kanak Kamini Pratishtha. Pratishtha is very difficult to conquer. So that is, can be conquered by the to become a servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Lord. So the Vaishnava aspiration always we find not only servant, direct servant of Krishna, but servant of the servant of the servant. Mahaprabhu said, Gopi Bhattu Padakamara Dasa Dasa Anu Dasa. Das, Das, Anudas means Das Das. So, Tatik state. In Ramana Sampada also says, Padikara, Bhitta 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 Sya Bhitta Jivang Saralukanata. Him, O my Lord, believe even about me as one of the smallest servants of the servant of the servant of the servant of your Pratishtha, self-glorification, self-respect, that is the greatest enemy you have found. Separate position, separate interest, that has taken away from Krishna connection, that is the worst enemy of us. So, we must be very careful in the consideration of the service of the Guru, Vaishnava, and the Lord Himself in different attitudes. We shall always try. Das Goswami says, I don't want your friendly service. I am not fit for that. But I want your lower service. I am anchoring for the lower type of service, not confidential service. I am not fit for your confidential. Sakhaya means namastu namastu. I have respect for the confidential service. I want investment, inclination, sincerely go towards the lower service of you, my Lord. We try there. The Pratishtha, I want to get high, to occupy the higher position, the leaders and lesser, that is the detriment to our vitality will be finished. So the very life is service and the service of the Vaishnava. So the Lord said, those that come to serve me, they are not real servants. Madhvaktasya de bhakta temi bhakta tamamata. But who want to serve my devotees, they are my real servants. Nyame bhakta jana patho, siyate sarapta, jana madhvaktasya de bhakta temi bhakta tamamata. My highest devotees are those that aspire after the service of my devotees of the devotees. But they will come direct to me to serve. They are not my real bhakti. If you love me, love my dog. The genuine love, it will be proved there. So, if you love me really, you will have to love my dog, which generally is estimated as a lower position. That sort of and glorification, Pratishtha. We must be very careful about that. It is very good. Our Guru Maharaj has written, Dushtamantri Kishet Vaishnav, quite well. Tamar Pratishtha Sukhore Dishtha, the dung of the hog. In this way, he has, in many ways, Das Goswami, Pratishtasa Dhishta Sapacharamani Medhijinate. Das Goswami says, Pratishtasa, the self-seeking, self-respect, is compared by Sapacharamani, a sweeper girl. Dhijinate, if she is the sweeper girl dancing in my heart, then I am far away from the service of my Lord. He has compared the Pratishtasa, the self-respect, as the garb of a sweeper class, of Chandal, waste type. So Pratishtha, self-glorification, self-estimation, the I am of higher position, that must have no place, that is opposite place for the service of Krishna. We shall go to the west, and automatically we shall find that they have come to embrace us, to take up. They will come to take us up, and we shall go to the west position. That that will be temperament of a proper servant of Vaishnava. Our Guru Maharaj told, it is my responsibility and my duty to do all the works, even including the sweeper and the Nakarti Jivan, Paikana Sakra, who cleans the latrine, what is it? Or the whole, to do all the services in the mosque, it is my duty, but I can't do. So they come to help us in this matter. But it is my duty to do all the services necessary for the family of Krishna. The whole responsibility of maintaining the family of Krishna is on my shoulders. But I can't, they all come, my friends come to help me. The responsibility is mine. It is Krishna, my God, it is His friend, and I shall take every responsibility for that. But they will come to my friends, they come to help me, and because I cannot do them all. But it is mine to do everything. Once Gandhi visited Bodhpur, Shantiniketan of Rabindranath. And he found that there are almost self-help in that principle of life. But cleansing the latrine, that is done by the professional Natvakiva Sita. So Gandhi told, he gave a proposal that this I cannot write. So they are adopting self-help in all positions, but cleansing the latrine, that is done by the professional men from outside. I like that should also be done by the mosque members, that is, sanctification members. And as long as I shall stay here, please give it to me. As long as I shall be here, that will be my duty. I shall clean the latrine as long as I stay here. But after that also, the students, they will clean their latrine, and not the other hired tradesmen will come and clean the latrine. Rabindranath was there, and Gandhi told him. That sort of responsibility of the service of waste construction in our country, we shall take that of the devotee. That should be our attitude, that I shall cleanse the latrine of the devotee.
Yes,
Gaud Hari Bol. Gaud Hari Bol, Gaud Hari Bol. Loknath Goswami, he was determined that he won't accept any disciple. But how Narottam Thakur, he broke his promise. Stealthily he went to the place where Loknath Goswami used to pass his torch in the jungle. Every day he went there and cleaned the place. Suddenly it attracted Loknath Goswami. What is this? I come in the past 2 weeks here, but I find it like clean, clear, not that much. Where those trees go? Then thought that I must have to inspect. Well, who comes and cleans my dam? Then one day he found Narottam in his house. And he was very much excited. Why do you come and do all these things? Not from heaven, it is sick. Be satisfied. I want your faith. I don't want anyone to buy Guru Dev, but I, from my heart, core of my heart, I want yours, is my, you are my own. That's what you do. You know, not the sun was repeated by another somewhere. And it is so, yes, I surrender. You are so renunciation temperament, Loknath Goswami, that he did not keep even a pot full with water. That if anyone comes to drink water, I must have to supply. How can I say, no, I no drinking water? So empty pot he kept. Because he was very much afraid of association with others. The first speech he was, that he kept his water pot empty. Because if anyone comes and says that drinking water, he can't deny. So no water is stuck. Association with his external one, he hated so much that they would come and did what will be called contamination in me, infection. What will be infection will come to me. So no association, cut off all association with the outside one. So much strict, and he won't accept any disciples. And Narottam defeated him. How? Bring the service of the lowest type, but still having our conception. And Loknath was coming. And when Narottam got that thing from him, he overflooded the whole Bengal, especially Manipur, from low and hard, which Mahaprabhu's thing, like Narottam. Our Lord Vishwanath Babaji Maharaj also like Loknath Chai. He had no, many, he did not accept any disciples. But he had accepted Guru Maharaj anyhow. And Guru Maharaj even gets it. He also made some objection. Why do you mix with Calcutta and the present civilized world? You go on with your bhajan of this. The Kalish Khan, that was really transaction intensely going on there. You come in dham. But by the grace of you, by the, your feet just is so valuable. I shall give it to all, and none will be able to attract me from your feet just. Your feet just is so valuable. I shall distribute that to the whole world. I have got no charm for anything else. But your feet, your feet that I shall distribute one to one and all. I eat it slowly, slowly, slowly. Lie over me. I eat it slowly. So the Bhagavata Hari
विष्णु परम पदम सदा पुष्पम विष्णु है दिव्य चक्षुरा प्रथम
the holy the divine peak of our holy master is just like the sun and the eye, a big eye like the sun, which is above our head, a vigilant eye of a guardian, grand guardian. It is on our hanging on our head, and we are living under the vigilant eye of the guardian. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Gaur Hari, not that the objective reference, but the subjective reference. We shall try to live always in subjective relativity, not objective, not under the feet that I have got a hard ground to stand, so I am big. Because under my foot there is a hard land I can stand, not there. But over my consciousness, the super consciousness, the brilliant guardian's eye. I am living under the shade of that eye. Not below, but up, up, upside. above our ashram. We are hanging. We are hanging on the with our support in the substantial and the offering. Always be consideration with the guardian. And only on their direction we shall come to connect with sadhana. That is, which is considered to be of lower realization. But main support, we shall think about to have from this upper world. Tad Vishnu, so this ring mantra, this is the principal mantra in Rig Veda. Whenever anyone will approach to any new deity, he will think himself just before that, what is he? Who is going to approach a particular deity? What is his position? His position has been given to think out in such a way that you are under the vigilant eye of your guardian. And it is as living as the sun, a great eye, just like the sun, spread over your head. The light itself, it can pierce through to see anything within you. And with this identification of you, we approach anything whatsoever you are doing. But not encourage that you are on a solid path, you are standing and you are going to do this thing and that. Never. Subjective relationship. We are just as we come today. Where does it stand? The sun today? It stands on the sun. The ray stands on the sun. That is the source. So also, we have to think that our stand is on the... we have so many particles of consciousness, and our stand, our motherland, is that conscious area. God consciousness. Krishna consciousness, that is our relationship. We shall always be conscious of the fact. We are connected with Krishna consciousness. We are members of the Krishna consciousness. And we have come to wander in the foreign land of material consciousness, this Maya. That we are one unit of the material world. It is not so. We are unit of the conscious world, Krishna conscious world. And anyhow we have come in this material conscious world. Matter is where which we can exploit our objective side. And the subjective side, which we should revere, and our relationship is that of reverence, devotion with the higher entity, and not of exploitation or enjoyment. Real enjoyment is divine, that comes from service, not from exploitation. All these basic things we have to understand. Go, starting, just starting we ask, then where is it from? Some way, senses of place. It's touching the sun, touching the hill, touching the water. What should be the consider of his home? Necessarily the sun, and not the heart where it is. Here is our solution. We are able to say, pardon me to concept for it, not the material. Home connection there, the sun, the spiritual sun. We are being advised to consider that though you are in a hole of this ark, but still your side is in the sun. So you manage from there. You are sustained by sustained from there. So, and your prospect is there. Though you are in a hole of this our water. We have to confuse like that. Because we have consciousness to our home, to the place of consciousness. Where is that we are? Above this, the mountain, the place of creation, the consciousness, the concept, existence. Your source is there. Not a child of this world. You may be tested here. Testing. But you have done the food. You're telling them. All your prospects and your aspirations can be applied from that side without your nature from that side. Your food, your everything will be of that stuff. This is the all poison thing. To consciousness. That is our easiest, our nearest nature, what has happened. If we have to go deeper, then we can find something else. Crossing the vision of light and consciousness, the necessity of the existence, that is happiness or excess, pain on the other side. Following peace, we have to go and establish ourselves in the realm of freedom of love in our pleasure. Ananda, this Sundaram, and never at this time. Ananda is above light, and also is above consciousness. This is sharp, that is above near concept, near understanding. Feeling is not completing itself. Feeling for something. Feeling. The perfect thing, the fullest consciousness thing, feeling duty or action. Consciousness cannot be the part of things, the aspect, not mere existence. But the harmony of the expressive part, feeling, love, beauty. That which abolishes consciousness as well as existence, first is harmony. Harmony is the final conception. It can stay by itself, it can exist by itself. He can exist by itself. Potential, perhaps, harmonious. But feeling, consciousness, and hunger in each other, itself. And existence, either consciousness and harmonious. Mere existence is easier. It's no question. And there is a consciousness somehow can touch for its own good. And the goodness itself is ananda. There is independence and confusion without this feeling as well as the existence. Yes, that's all that is. Anandam Vanhano Vijjan Narihiti Kodastana. And you have to realize that Vasu Visha. You need not be afraid of anything from any apprehension.